As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It is September 11th. You probably have gathered that already. We have spent some time today reflecting upon that. And I started the show with my thoughts on today, 23 years after we experienced, I would say probably what 98% of the people listening right now were alive during that time.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Most of the rest of them are
in school. 'Cause you'd have to be under 23.
Well, I don't know. There could be some younger folks. Ethan, come here.
He's right 23? At it.
His birthday is tomorrow. So I wonder if he was, I don't know what year he was born in. We're going to talk a little bit about that throughout the course of the rest of this show. And I'm sure Mark Reardon will do his due diligence there as well. But I had my words on it at the beginning of the show. Please check out the Annie Fry Show podcast. Go on the Odyssey app and you can check out the podcast there. Ryan, you said you had a story you've never told before.
Yeah, we've told our where were you when stories, I think, a couple years in a row. And I was in college. I had an aviation major, just if you haven't heard mine. And he immediately came back home and said, I can't fly. They shut down all the planes in the country. I'm like, what? So that's
you
how
had
I
an
found
aviation
out.
Major what?
As a roommate. Did I not say roommate? I think I may have missed the word.
Is he making a joke?
I had an aviation major as a roommate in college.
Important.
There we go.
Missed detail.
And now you know. But I was thinking this morning, and Brad...
It's like, they throw me for a loop. You were thinking about going into aviation.
I was, but you know, I dabble in all kinds of stuff.
So you're wondering how I got here.
They said, you are not good at this. You should go into communications.
Nope.
I was working at another radio station in 2010, or I think it was 11, because I think it was the 10-year anniversary. And it's weird because whenever I think of 9/11, I don't think about where I was. There's little things that you remember from that day and the feeling, the emotions, you know, we've talked about that. One of the things that I always remember on this day, though, is a testimony from a guy he was an Indian American. I think he had grown up in India, that I got to interview in 2011. And he was in the second tower when the plane hit. He was not, obviously he survived because I was talking to him, but he was below where it hit. And so he was able to move down the stairs, move down the stairs, move down the stairs. He said he'd never been more afraid in his life. And his testimony has always stuck with me because one of the things he said was probably about a year before that, he had become a Christian. And he said in that moment, he had never been more afraid because he's like, I'm going to die. You know, everybody's panicking, running down these stairs. And he had a moment that he was in the tower. And he said, I felt like the Holy Spirit, the Lord spoke to me in that moment and said, it's okay if you die here, you go to heaven. And that phrase has never left me. And I think about him saying that every single year on September 11th, because what he did after that is amazing. It was as if all that fear that he experienced just went away. And all of a sudden, he was leading everybody out of the building. And in the process, they'd get somewhere, they'd have to stop. You know, there's lots of people that it's not just that there's debris that you're having to overcome. There are lots and lots of people all trying to do the same thing as you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And he said that they'd have to stop, they'd have to wait, they'd have to figure out what their next move was because, shoot, if we couldn't go down here, now we got to go across the building, we got to go over there. And he was kind of leading this. Well, they'd have to pause. And at any moment, he knows, we could all die. We all know it. We know that we are maybe living our last moments. And he said he led every single one of those people he was with to Christ and eventually led every single one of those people out the door.
That's crazy.
And I've looked for this guy for years because I wanted to talk to him again because his testimony was so, I mean, you know, we're talking about 14 years later, 13 years later. It's still every year I remember that. And I want to talk to him again. And nobody I know, even when I was working in the media, remembers his name. And I don't know that I've ever told that story because it's not my testimony. It's his testimony. But it is so profound. That phrase that he said changed everything in that moment. If you die here, you go to heaven. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wonder how many of those different anecdotes there are. And you can almost make yourself crazy putting yourself in the shoes of the people who were there. And, you know, I saw the falling man today on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's a picture. I mean, it's a moment in time, which is what a photo is. It's a picture, but like that guy, you presume made a choice and that was his choice. And it's just, you know, I don't know what the appropriate, I don't know, really, I'm not certain on what the appropriate way to reflect is. Because, yes, you should remember. But, you know, people talk about never forget, remember 9/11. There's a lot of people who are of adult age who don't have the capability of remembering because they were teeny tiny or not born yet. So we're that far away from this thing. That it's an important part of, as I was saying before, oral history. We have to tell the stories. If you just research it online, I mean, if you start Googling things, I get lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got questions. So when you think about it, you know, we remember what happened after 9/11 as well. We know where we went. We know people who went there. We know people who lost their lives. We know people who lost their minds. We know people who lost any sense of, like, a human innocence. Like, if the people who came back were forever changed by it, they've been... You know, I wasn't here during Vietnam, but there, I think, is something, there is some sort of connection between the people who have come back from Operation Iraqi Freedom and what we have done in that theater since September 11th, who do wonder what they did what they did it for. And then you see the way politics yanks people back and forth. And you see, you know, this isn't really a political statement other than how you choose to handle it. But Joe Biden just said, on this day, we're leaving. Done. Like a thief in the night. Gone. 13 more individuals died in that process. And it's just considered a win, a political win, one to brag about. And if, you know, if you, I do believe that there are people who gave everything in those years who came back and saw that exit and thought, like, what are we doing? What did we do? And my heart breaks for those people and my country at the same time, but for different reasons. Brad, you and we're all three pretty much the same age here.
Yeah, I was 18. I had just graduated high school. And as a matter of fact, my mom was working overnight, so I was taking my brother and sister to school. I was in the drive-thru of a McDonald's. And I heard on the radio that a plane had hit the two towers, and I didn't really have a lot of information. They said they didn't know if it was a big plane or a small plane. And so in my mind, I had pictured just like the small, like Cessna type plane had ran into the towers. And I drove home and I turned the TV on. And as I was driving home, there more information was coming out that it wasn't a small plane. I got home just in time to see the second plane hit the tower. And this morning, whenever I was cutting and pulling audio, I realized something, that the feelings that I have, the emotions that I have, which is really weird to me because I'm not an emotional person. I'm pretty stoic. They're still raw. It still hurts. It's still painful. It still makes me sad. And it still makes me angry. But I pulled that clip of George W. Bush, you know, I can hear you, and soon the people that knock these buildings down will hear all of us. That still invokes the same emotion in me today, 24 years later, 23 years later, that it did the day that I first heard it. The anger and the sadness because these guys are standing on a pile of rubble that was, you know, a building. And in that rubble was what was left of thousands of people that had nothing to do with the reason that those terrorists flew those planes into those towers. Had nothing to do with it. And they lost their lives. And so I had that sadness there, but I also had that hope and that feeling of resolve that came whenever everybody erupted in that cheer and that roar and that chant of USA, USA. And it's like, yeah, that's right. I remember driving home after work and people will, like, somebody's like, oh, we should all turn our headlights on. The unity. And there are people driving home with their headlights on and just all sorts of things where, like you said in the very first segment of the show, there wasn't red and there wasn't blue. There was red, white, and blue. And it's just, I long for that again. And I miss that. And I want that for our country. And I don't know. I know and I believe that we can get back to that. I just don't know what the path forward is or the way to get there is.
I don't know that we can get back to that. Not without great cost.
Yeah, you mentioned that there are those of us, you were what, barely an adult, not quite a kid, you know, right?
Oldest you can be as a child and youngest you can be as an adult. I was 17.
A lot of kids remember that as a kid. I had a moment this morning. I went to a doctor for the first time, got kind of a bulky elbow. I'm trying to get it fixed. First time visiting this doctor. She goes, okay, today is, oh, look, it's 9/11. I said, yeah, it is 9/11. She goes, I was in kindergarten. The doctor. I'm like, we're really close to being to that generation that doesn't remember this.
Our Pearl Harbor generation.
Yeah.
I mean, my grandpa fought, he was an officer in the Army in World War II. He can tell the Pearl Harbor stories the way you and I can tell the 9/11 stories. There aren't that many people who can tell both.
Right.
Any longer, not with a real, like, mature experience. I mean, you got people who are in their 80s who could certainly still, well, let's see, it would have been 1941. So you'd be, if you were 80, you were born at that time. Is that right? Am I doing my math right? 60, 20? Yeah. I mean, you'd have to be in your nineties
to be able to recount
to be able to have your own story.
Yeah.
Like we have our own 9/11 stories.
Yeah.
9/11, we were old enough to understand the gravity of the situation. Is like this is where I say, like, the oldest you can be as a kid, the youngest you can be as an adult. What's the thing that really shatters the innocence of being a child? It's when you realize that your parents don't control anything. like what your parents have always made good for you. Those are the very, very small things. And the big things, what your parents can do is make you feel better about them, but they have no control. You cannot fix things. You can't fix the big things. You can't come in and make something that has that much gravity to it, not have that much gravity to it. And then the next thought is the fear that I'm feeling that your parents have always taken away from you. They are feeling the exact same fear. It's equal. You can't stop it. You can't control it. You can't make it go away because you don't know what's going to happen next. And whatever is going to happen next, you have zero power over controlling. And that's when you go, I'm like, this is what it's like to be an adult. So you prepare. You prepare for information. You prepare for events. You prepare for whatever is coming. But you're only preparing to brace for impact. You're not. You can't.
Yeah, you don't know what
you're
preparing for.
You can't make the thing do the thing you want. And as you know, there's this other time where you come from being a child and you realize how incredibly human your parents are, and then you become a parent, and then you again realize how incredibly human you are because you want to do all of those things for your kids when perfect example. If there's weather. If there is a tornado warning and you're like, go in the basement, it'll be fine. We'll turn on the TV, we'll play a game, whatever. And that tornado warning is in your area and you're telling the kids there's nothing gonna happen. You don't know that, but you can prepare for it. You can put yourself in a position where you're 99% going to be fine because you've taken action.
You don't know for sure.
But you're hoping and praying.
But the kids are sure.
But the kids go, okay.
Because you said it's going
to
be fine.
You know what it's like to look at your significant other across the room when you're in the basement. And you look at each other and you don't say anything. And you just think, this is scary. And you don't show your kids. And then one day your kids look at your parents and you go, your kids are saying, this is scary. And then they see in their parents' eyes that they're scared too. And that is the other side of your childhood.
Yeah. At some point you realize, and this is an adult moment. Oh, nobody knows anything.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's winging it.
Let's take a quick break. Some of your reflections on the YouTube poll for today. Do you do something intentional to remember September 11th? Be curious if you do. Let us know in the YouTube chat your thoughts on that, and you can vote in the YouTube live chat poll. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Price Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Today on September 11th, we've also talked a bit about the debate. Do you guys have anything else you want to say about the debate? Last night we kind of all, I think we all agreed that it wasn't the greatest night for anybody. Kamala Harris exceeded low expectations.
That's the only reason that she would be declared a winner, is that the bar was just low.
She didn't say much anything, but she didn't have a Biden moment at all.
Yeah.
But I just feel like where we are today, it's kind of a bummer from a news reporting angle, because I wish that we had something.
Yeah, it's like you're going to be objective. Like you could kind of make it big if you wanted to. But I think all of us went, there's not really much that's going to happen from that. So why make it something big?
I've listened to people reacting today. I've sampled. And I can tell by the right-leaning entities that I've listened to that Trump clearly didn't win last night. Because the people on our side are melting down in some cases. And I'm just like, guys, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
It's not that consequential. What it did, the results of last night are not so consequential that, like the Trump-Biden debate, that something's going to change. They were literally standing next to each other at the September 11th memorial in New York City today, with Joe Biden in the middle. He looked very confused. And J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Bloomberg. They're all standing there. They're all there together.
Schumer. Yeah.
I mean, this is a long haul. And Kamala Harris did not come out with a policy last night that changes the game. And Donald Trump did more Donald Trump stuff. Like, it was an affirmation, in my opinion, of who they both are. Donald Trump is Donald Trump. Kamala Harris is who we thought she is. Pretty shallow, but a presented candidate. And ABC sucked. So, yeah. I mean, like, if we were going to write how this was going to go ahead of time, this is what we, this is, that was the most likely outcome, which is why it's disappointing, because you wanted to be surprised.
I feel like we were saying this is the most likely outcome even before the debate. And then it was that, and you go, okay. And then we go on and we go about the next day.
I'm just telling you, listening right now, take heart. It's fine. Don't spend your day today wringing your hands over last night. Don't.
I'm a little surprised that there are people that are wringing their hands. I didn't see that last night.
They're the people. There are the people who are doing that are the people who are very emotionally invested into what's going on, and they need the political hit of positive in order to get them through the day. And that's what I'm telling you. You don't have to do that. If you're compelled to do that, if your emotions are tugging on your heartstrings, and you don't want to deal with another Trump loss. I don't either. I can remember the just kind of abyss that November and December of 2020 was after the election. It felt hopeless. And I remember thinking to myself, it's only 4 years, and then we do this all over again. And then I would think, it's a whole 4 years. And I would just kind of go in the cycle, and then I just decided, I think that was the year we just decided to start playing Animal Crossing.
That was 2020 also.
Yeah, it was like we had caved and gotten a Nintendo Switch right before then. So we had, and I just started spending more time with my family and watching movies and not saturating myself in the ups and the downs.
That's good, because as you know, this last 4 years has been fine. Nothing's gotten worse. So your fears were unfounded.
Is this part of your plan?
A little bit.
It's a bad plan.
No, there is one more thing I want to say. I mentioned my wife talking about the debate earlier in the show. The other thing that she said was, I didn't really connect with her as a person, just watching her debate. She didn't really do anything for me. And Donald Trump, you've seen him a million times. So I said, well, what did you think? Like, did somebody win? Did somebody lose? She said, her answer to that question was, and again, this is my wife, who's rather apolitical, but did watch the debate because she teaches communications and a debate elective sometimes, so she was watching it technically. She said, I don't get what Kamala's economic plan is.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I said, do tell.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, it's like she's... And again, she doesn't listen. She's not watching the news. She's not hearing the things that we're talking about on a regular basis. She said, it's like she's saying nothing.
It's not like that.
And I'm like, well, what do you mean?
And she said, it is that.
Well, it's like she said a name and she couldn't remember the opportunity economy or whatever that phrase is that Kamala's
using. She says things like, in the terms of the work we are doing, the significance of. She has all of these transitionary phrases that she repeats on regular. And I think I listen to these things because as somebody who speaks for a living, gosh, I'm putting myself out there. I'm certain that there are things that I do regularly that drive you as a listener up the wall. And it is my goal to stop doing those things. I'm trying really hard not to, but I'm sure I'm still doing things that I don't even realize I'm doing. Those types of phrases are crutches for people who speak and don't have substance behind what they're trying to say. People will say like, people will say, they are filling time because they're not willing to just let there be a pause for effect.
Great job. You're welcome. I was getting uncomfortable. I had to fill the time.
I'm really super annoyed that while you were talking before, we got another subscriber.
People are subscribing because of the tone of my voice.
Because of the sound of my voice.
It is reassuring. People find themselves drawn to it.
Get the music up.
What do you mean, get the music up?
Do a positive review for a Wednesday. And give people who might be feeling a little bummed after yesterday's debate from music from last Friday.
What are you talking about?
The music from last Friday, where we did positive endorsements.
Oh, okay.
And
give me a
second.
You're
talking about how great your voice is and how encouraging it is.
Man, I gotta find it.
Ryan was bragging about being able to get us to 8,800 subscribers today, which is only 22 subscribers. He's bragging about it off air. He hasn't said anything about it on air. We have as a show added 6 subscribers on YouTube since the show started, and he thinks that they're all coming for Ryan. So if your voice is so great and your ability to improv is so fantastic, then maybe you should just give the people some joy today.
Okay.
On this, can I stop talking now?
I think so.
I'm walking you through this.
Okay, I think I found the song. Let me see if this is the right one.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't do it.
No, Brad, turn it up.
No.
Brad, come on.
Don't.
This is the song. I got to do my bit.
It's on, Ryan. You're not playing it.
Oh, you're right.
Your computer is muted.
Hang on.
That's a shame.
You know whose fault it is, Kim St. Ange.
Nobody was here. They were at Chicken Alley's this morning.
Oh, it is not.
Well, it's playing, so I'm not sure what's wrong.
You were probably the last ones to use it.
There it is. Yeah. I'll tell you the truth. I cannot find that song that we've had from last Friday.
I want you to give a positive endorsement for a Wednesday, a beautiful Wednesday in St. Louis.
A beautiful Wednesday in St. Louis.
See if it motivates people to come subscribe to the Annie Fry Show.
You still live in the greatest country in the world if you're on the political right. If you're on the left, you hate where we're at and you want to change everything. But here's a great endorsement.
If Ethan were running the board, he'd have buzzed that.
If you believe in America and you typically have a conservative,
you've added one subscriber,
worldview, you can tune into the Annie Fry Show and hear good news. Pretty often. Now, we'll call balls and strikes.
Sometimes.
Some of the things we're talking about, we're like, you know what? There's a path for America, and we're sometimes not on that path. We need to get back on the path. So if you subscribe to the Annie Fry Show.
On YouTube. Oh, no, we just added 2 more.
See?
This is baloney.
The other thing that you'll get is the sound of sweet, serenaded voices, like the one that I'm using right now.
You didn't use that voice at all during that thing.
Well, I was getting all worked up. Now I'm not.
No.
Now I'm trying to bring people down because they got a little, you know, the blood pressure got high there while I was talking. Let's calm it down, guys. And listen to this. Sometimes, depending on how my voice is doing, I can't do that.
Oh,
today
gosh.
I can, so I'm using it.
Just added 3 more. I'm not even lying.
Darn right. Hey, you know what? Before the end of the show, which is at 3 o'clock.
We need 15.
15 people. We can cross a milestone. Look, it's happening.
14. That's awful.
It's happening.
This is great. This is conflicting for me.
Oh my gosh.
Do it before we get out of this segment.
No.
That'd be amazing.
Gotta go to break.
Hey, do it before we get out of this segment.
Say in a world.
In a world.
Where we need 88.
Where we need 12 subscribers.
We'll be right back. To the tallest of the towers that fall and rise. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. It is September 11th. Doesn't feel right to say happy September 11th, but we definitely acknowledge this day and remember this day. It's our YouTube poll for today. Do you do something intentional to remember September 11th? We've talked about it here. So, I mean, talking about it is something intentional. If you feel like that makes the situation commemorative for you. So we appreciate you tuning in with us today. At the end of the YouTube broadcast, so normally, you know, you always listen to us here on the radio, 97.1 FM Talk, or you might stream us on the Odyssey app. At the end of the show, when you're done listening to us where you're listening to us, go over to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, or you can pull it up right now. I am going to stream on the YouTube channel, on the same stream that is up right now. I'm going to continue that stream, but I'm going to play the 10-minute video of my visit to the 9/11 Memorial in New York City. And you can see that. And it's like a walkthrough of that memorial experience, a lot of video, and you can see the things that are there. It's 10 minutes long or so. And it's a really good reflection for me to be able to go back there and experience through the camera lens that memorial. Have you been to it? Have you ever walked through the 9/11 memorial?
I have not.
Brad, have you?
No, I haven't.
I hadn't until 2019, and it's a ton of bricks moment. You know, it's almost something that I don't know that I would do it again if I went with family or somebody who hadn't gone before, but it's so much that having experienced the memorial and having that experience, I've had it. It's like to go through it again. I guess if you got a different tour guide, because we did the paid tour, which is like an audio, wear the headset type of thing. If you got a different tour guide, I guess it would be different. So maybe in that regard, it would be worth the second time around. But it's a lot. You got to prepare yourself for it.
I realized today, I think right before the show started, that I'm not sure my own kids really know what 9/11 is. They're 10, 10, and 7.
They don't learn about it in school?
Well, they might. I just haven't sat down and talked with them about it. And I really need to do that. I was thinking today, I want to go home. I'm not going home tonight. I'll be out of town for a couple of days. But I want to sit down with them and I want to show them the video. I want to talk with them about that, what that day was.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I've done that. And I'm going to be interested to see how much they do know. Because maybe they've read about it. Maybe they've heard.
But your anecdotes are important
sure.
to their understanding.
Yeah, and my wife's too, because I don't actually know what her day of story is.
You don't?
No, I don't. We were both in college, so I know where she was. She was at Mizzou, but I don't know what her day was like.
Hmm. Yep, you have to have those talks. You have to have those conversations. That's how the story comes together. I was able to go to the Pentagon Memorial, as I was talking about being in D.C., and then also in that July 4th trip I took with my husband to Washington, D.C. We flew from St. Louis to Pittsburgh, watched the Cardinals play the Pirates, and then rented a car and drove to D.C. because we wanted to stop in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, in order to experience that memorial. So I've actually been to all three memorials right now, and boy, they're all three so different. They're all three such different experiences. And of course, everything, not everything, but most of the focus tends to be in New York City. But the story of Flight 93 is just an amazing story of American patriots that also, I've never seen the movie and I don't have the stomach for it. I have not put myself in a position yet to endure that. I don't know what that says about me, but I haven't been able to do that yet. The debate was last night. We've talked quite a bit about that. Tommy Lahren was on with us at 125. Dory Murdoch on with us at 105. So check the Annie Fry Show podcast for that. Is that up yet? How quickly do you put that stuff up?
It depends on the day. I think today I have the first hour up right now.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones I'll have up pretty soon.
So you go to the Odyssey app. You can listen to that as soon as Ryan gets it done.
Yeah, I'm working on it right now instead of doing this show.
Yeah, he's got things to do. You want to wrap up your ways to be a better man?
I mean, if you insist, sure, I'll leave
this. I just thought maybe we could use the extra focus.
Yeah. A few of them we talked about in the 12 o'clock hour. Never shake a hand sitting down. Never insult the cooking when you're the guest. Seems like something that you don't do even if you're not a man.
Doesn't it like really stand out when you meet somebody who does abide by common courtesy etiquette, like that's still paying attention to all those things? It's kind of exceptional.
It does stand out. If somebody dresses, not like they're dressing up, but if somebody dresses nice, no matter what they do, it does stand out. Another one was never eat the last piece of something you didn't buy. I took that to heart. Take the blame and give credit when due.
Yeah.
We talked about that one. How about this one? If you are not invited, don't ask to go.
Have you ever done that?
No, I've never done that.
No, wait, that's not true.
I've done it to you.
You literally did it to me.
Right when I started on this show.
Yeah, it was like day two.
Because I started
It wasn't like he was just like, there wasn't like a work event or something like that. It'd be really funny if we're not talking about the same thing.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah, time. No, I think it's the same thing.
He was like, we'd really like to go trick-or-treating with your family. Is that what you're talking about?
Is that how it happened? I know that you were like, we'll see. And I was like, all right, we're coming.
You said to me on the air that you had something you wanted to ask me.
Is that how it happened?
My recollection is that you said that going out of a break and you teased that there was something important you wanted to ask me. And it meant a lot to you. And then you asked me on the air if you could go trick-or-treating with us.
Can I get down on one knee and ask you to go trick-or-treating?
And if you would have done that, I would have just said no.
Why did I make such a big deal out of it?
You said on the air it's because you thought I couldn't tell you no.
Yeah, I'm right. I was right.
Did you go trick-or-treating with us?
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, we did.
That saw itself through.
So number 8, if you are not invited, don't ask to go. Unspoken rules for men. How about this one? Listen, nod, and most of all, make eye contact. The thing about eye contact is, if you're somebody who's not naturally doing it and you decide, I'm going to do that more, you make it weird. Because most people don't stare into each other's eyes while talking for more than a second
or two. The problem is if you have two eye contactors.
That really hold it.
There needs to be an alpha and a beta.
Like somebody's trying to be dominant.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, but...
I'm going to need you to try that around the office.
I'll try it right now if you want to.
No. Around the office implies not with me.
I'll do it to our boss.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Do that, Steve's.
You know what else I'll do? I'll listen and nod the whole time, too, and stare.
Yeah, the more of the whites of your eyes we can see, the better.
I don't know why I'm also acting like I'm talking.
I'm pretty sure that you can hear the look on his face right now. You got one more?
One more. Ask more than you answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's listening.
That is what that is. This is a longer way of saying listen.
Is that what it says?
Ask more than you answer. Yeah.
Spot on. Well, if you need any more tips and tricks on how to be a better man, you just let me know, Ryan.
I will.
Always happy to help.
Thank you.
The YouTube live chat poll. Do you do something intentional to remember September 11th? Do you, Ryan?
No.
Brad?
Yeah, I like to go to the gym and do the stair machine for the number of steps, the flights that the firefighters did.
Holly.
No, that's I've never heard that before.
Holly said, I read The Only Plane in the Sky, an oral history of 9/11 every year. And let's see, Janine says, yes, I'm mentally taken back to that day and spend time reflecting on the events. I also pray for those who lost loved ones or still suffering health problems and for our country. We appreciate everybody who commented here. And I do. I will tune in the specials that are probably on the History Channel today and listen to those anecdotes. We have 243 votes. And it just now changed to 51%, 49% no.
Wow.
Split right down the middle. The Mark Reardon Show up next and the Annie Fry 9/11 Memorial video on the...
Well, if you ask
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. It is September 11th. Doesn't feel right to say happy September 11th, but we definitely acknowledge this day and remember this day. It's our YouTube poll for today. Do you do something intentional to remember September 11th? We've talked about it here. So, I mean, talking about it is something intentional. If you feel like that makes the situation commemorative for you. So we appreciate you tuning in with us today. At the end of the YouTube broadcast, so normally, you know, you always listen to us here on the radio, 97.1 FM Talk, or you might stream us on the Odyssey app. At the end of the show, when you're done listening to us where you're listening to us, go over to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, or you can pull it up right now. I am going to stream on the YouTube channel, on the same stream that is up right now. I'm going to continue that stream, but I'm going to play the 10-minute video of my visit to the 9/11 Memorial in New York City. And you can see that. And it's like a walkthrough of that memorial experience, a lot of video, and you can see the things that are there. It's 10 minutes long or so. And it's a really good reflection for me to be able to go back there and experience through the camera lens that memorial. Have you been to it? Have you ever walked through the 9/11 memorial?
I have not.
Brad, have you?
No. No, I haven't.
I hadn't until 2019, and it's a ton of bricks moment. You know, it's almost something that I don't know that I would do it again if I went with family or somebody who hadn't gone before. But it's so much that having experienced the memorial and having that experience, I've had it. It's like to go through it again. I guess if you got a different tour guide, because we did the paid tour, which is like an audio, wear the headset type of thing. If you got a different tour guide, I guess it would be different. So maybe in that regard, it would be worth the second time around. But it's a lot. You got to prepare yourself for it.
I realized today, I think right before the show started, that I'm not sure my own kids really know what 9/11 is. They're 10, 10, and 7.
They don't learn about it in school?
Well, they might. I just haven't sat down and talked with them about it, and I really need to do that. I was thinking today, I want to go home. I'm not going home tonight. I'll be out of town for a couple of days, but I want to sit down with them, and I want to show them the video. I want to talk with them about what that day was.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I've done that, and I'm going to be interested to see how much they do know, because maybe they've read about it. Maybe they've heard.
But your anecdotes are important to their understanding.
Yeah, and my wife's too, because I don't actually know what her day of story is.
You don't?
No, I don't. We were both in college, so I know where she was. She was at Mizzou, but I don't know what her day was like.
Hmm. Yep, you have to have those talks. You have to have those conversations. That's how the story comes together. I was able to go to the Pentagon Memorial, as I was talking about being in D.C., and then also in that July 4th trip I took with my husband to Washington, D.C. We flew from St. Louis to Pittsburgh, watched the Cardinals play the Pirates, and then rented a car and drove to D.C. because we wanted to stop in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, in order to experience that memorial. So I've actually been to all three memorials right now, and boy, they're all three so different. They're all three such different experiences. And of course, everything, not everything, but most of the focus tends to be in New York City. But the story of Flight 93 is just an amazing story of American patriots that also, I've never seen the movie and I don't have the stomach for it. I have not put myself in a position yet to endure that. I don't know what that says about me, but I haven't been able to do that yet. The debate was last night. We've talked quite a bit about that. Tommy Lahren was on with us at 125. Dory Murdoch on with us at 105. So check the Annie Fry Show podcast for that. Is that up yet? How quickly do you put that stuff up?
It depends on the day. I think today I have the first hour up right now. Mm-hmm. The other ones I'll have up pretty soon.
So you go to the Odyssey app. You can listen to that as soon as Ryan gets it done.
Yeah, I'm working on it right now instead of doing this show.
Yeah, he's got things to do. You want to wrap up your ways to be a better man?
I mean, if you insist, sure, I'll leave
this. I just thought maybe we could use the extra focus.
Yeah. A few of them we talked about in the 12 o'clock hour. Never shake a hand sitting down. Never insult the cooking when you're the guest. Seems like something that you don't do even if you're not a man.
Doesn't it like really stand out when you meet somebody who does abide by common courtesy etiquette, like that's still paying attention to all those things? It's kind of exceptional.
It does stand out. If somebody dresses, not like they're dressing up, but if somebody dresses nice, no matter what they do, it does stand out. Another one was never eat the last piece of something you didn't buy. I took that to heart. Take the blame and give credit when due.
Yeah.
We talked about that one. How about this one? If you are not invited, don't ask to go.
Have you ever done that?
No, I've never done that.
No, wait, that's not true.
I've done it to you.
You literally did it to me.
Right when I started on this show.
Yeah, it was like day two.
Because I started
It wasn't like he was just like, there wasn't like a work event or something like that. It'd be really funny if we're not talking about the same thing.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah, time. No, I think it's the same thing.
He was like, we'd really like to go trick-or-treating with your family. Is that what you're talking about?
Is that how it happened? I know that you were like, we'll see. And I was like, all right, we're coming.
You said to me on the air that you had something you wanted to ask me.
Is that how it happened?
My recollection is that you said that going out of a break and you teased that there was something important you wanted to ask me. And it meant a lot to you. And then you asked me on the air if you could go trick-or-treating with us.
Can I get down on one knee and ask you to go trick-or-treating?
And if you would have done that, I would have just said no.
Why did I make such a big deal out of it?
You said on the air it's because you thought I couldn't tell you no.
Yeah, I'm right. I was right.
Did you go trick-or-treating with us?
Yes.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, we did.
That saw itself through.
So number eight, if you are not invited, don't ask to go. Unspoken rules for men. How about this one? Listen, nod, and most of all, make eye contact. The thing about eye contact is, if you're somebody who's not naturally doing it and you decide, I'm going to do that more, you make it weird. Because most people don't stare into each other's eyes while talking for more than a second or two.
The problem is if you have two eye contactors.
That really hold it.
There needs to be an alpha and a beta.
Like somebody's trying to be dominant.
Yeah.
It's a little weird, but...
I'm going to need you to try that around the office.
I'll try it right now if you want to.
No. Around the office implies not with me.
I'll do it to our boss.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Do that, Steve's.
You know what else I'll do? I'll listen and nod the whole time, too, and stare.
Yeah, the more of the whites of your eyes we can see, the better.
I don't know why I'm also acting like I'm talking.
I'm pretty sure that you can hear the look on his face right now.
You got one more?
One more. Ask more than you answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's listening.
That is what that is. This is a longer way of saying listen.
Is that what it says?
Ask more than you answer. Yeah.
Well, if you need any more tips and tricks on how to be a better man, you just let me know, Ryan.
I will.
I'm always happy to help.
Thank you.
The YouTube live chat poll. Do you do something intentional to remember September 11th? Do you, Ryan?
No.
Brad?
Yeah, I like to go to the gym and do the stair machine for the number of steps, the flights that the firefighters did.
Holly.
No, that's, I've never heard that before.
Holly said, I read The Only Plane in the Sky, an oral history of 9/11 every year. And let's see, Janine says, yes, I'm mentally taken back to that day and spend time reflecting on the events. I also pray for those who lost loved ones or still suffering health problems and for our country. We appreciate everybody who commented here. And I do. I will tune in the specials that are probably on the History Channel today and listen to those anecdotes. We have 243 votes. And it just now changed to 51%, 49% no.
Wow.
Split right down the middle. The Mark Reardon Show up next in the Annie Fry 9/11 Memorial video on the...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.